News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It's 6:39. Tom and Laura and Wesley Dotson is in the house. Welcome to the program. How are you, Wes?
Thank you. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I got to admit that I kind of called you by the wrong name. We've been promoting John Dotson because he was a clarinet player in my high school band.
Oh, is that why?
Well, the great irony of the thing is I, too, am a trumpet slash cornet player.
Really?
Awesome.
So proud to be called John in that circumstance.
All right, good. Hey, this is a huge day for the Burkhardt Center for Autism. And for people that don't know what you guys have done and what you will do, why don't you tell people what the role of you, Burkhardt, has been in the community?
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. The Burkhardt Center was founded several years ago thanks to a generous gift by Jim and Jerry Lynn Burkhardt to Texas Tech University to found a world-class research and education center to work with families and individuals with autism. So in the last several years, we have several missions that we have started. The first is that we provide training and support to teachers to help them learn to become successful in working with individuals with autism. We provide training, support, and opportunities to learn to families of individuals with autism so that they can learn about autism and how best to support it. And we also provide direct services to the community. So in the last several years, we have offered, we have a transition academy for adults with autism who have graduated from high school and who are moving toward living independently and working in the community. We have started a behavior support clinic where families can get help with specific learning or behavioral issues that their child may face that serves individuals with autism from birth all the way across their entire lives. We are going to be offering an early intensive intervention service to the community, hopefully starting in January, that will provide intensive support to children with autism. And we've got several really exciting projects where we are helping individuals with autism go to college, get a degree, get a job, transition into the workplace with competitive employment, and providing things like respite care opportunities for families where they can get some shopping done and go on a date night where we'll watch the kids with autism, and we're going to be having our first run of the semester actually next week. So
that's awesome.
Normally that's at other places, but now mm-hmm. you'll have the facilities to be able to offer that.
We will. That's one of the most exciting parts of having our own building is mm-hmm. that we'll have the chance to do those things, a little less logistical tale that. But the one next week will still be off our new building because they're still doing some finishing touches on things. We'll be at the Health Exercise and Sports Science building on campus. We'll have, I think, 22 families have signed up to drop their kids off there and get some respite care. And then after this one, everything will be in the new building.
My Girl Scouts have volunteered to help with that and have really enjoyed it. And it's such a great service to offer for parents.
Yeah.
We're talking with Wesley Dotson of the Burkhardt Center for Autism course, the ribbon cutting today on the brand new facility on the campus of Texas Tech University. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Right now, 6:40. Good morning. It is 6:47 with Tom and Laura. Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Current temp 36 degrees and the relative humidity 64%. So pretty nice on the outside. Not as cool as it seemed over the past. I guess it's because the wind has kind of kept down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a few days ago, man. It was bitey. Is that a word?
Well,
or
it is.
Biting.
Yeah, we made it a word the other day, I believe. Bitey. So bitey is now a word.
Anyway, we're talking with Wesley Dotson, working at the Burkhardt Center for Autism. Of course, the new facility's ribbon cutting is today. Some people that work with kids and people that are on the spectrum are close to the edge. You know, the cutting edge. But the cool thing about the Burkhardt Center, with everything that they're doing and offering and where they're going, is they are the edge. And the problem that we have with most autistic kids or people that are on the spectrum is, oftentimes, and most of the time, they're realistically more intelligent than people that are not on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get smarter in learning how to communicate and understand these people. Because they are intelligent,
mm-hmm.
extremely.
And, you know, it used to be, things are changing research-wise. Because we used to have to wait until the age of 3 or possibly 4 to diagnose. But I was looking at a study the other day from Emory University at the Marcus mm-hmm. Autism Center.
Yep.
And according to this study, which was published in the journal Nature, they're finding that infants between the ages of 2 and 6 months they have a video set up where they're looking at, the babies are looking at faces, and they can actually measure the baby's eyes tracking the eyes of the person on the video. And they're thinking that that can be related to autism. So mm-hmm. is research part of what you guys do as well?
Research is a really important part of what we do. So I talked about the three missions that we have at the Burkhart Center to provide training and support and services. But the other expectation is that within all those things that we are conducting research to better learn how to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that we are providing services. We're conducting research while we do so to better understand the most effective ways to provide services, the most effective ways to train teachers, the most effective ways to support parents. And that's when you talk about being on the cutting edge. One of the most exciting parts about being in the Burkhart Center right now is we've got wonderful opportunities to be running programs that aren't anywhere else going on. So far as we know, we're the only program in the country, for example, with a program to support college students with autism mm-hmm. to get a degree and get a job. And that gets to what you were talking about in terms of, you know, these are smart folks.
Brilliant.
And we always talk about brilliant. This is the next generation of college professors. I can say right. that as one.
Well, here's one thing that is very, very misunderstood. A lot of people think that autism is just this thing that happens to people and we got to learn how to deal with them. But, you know, there are so many more people that are on the spectrum mm-hmm. than, you know, probably, like, we had Temple Grandin on a year ago. Mm. Amazing woman.
She's brilliant.
Oh, just incredible. You know, she was like going, hey, you know, you guys don't realize this, but half the Silicon Valley is on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and that's, you know, you talk about the diagnosis. And when I came into the field almost 15 years ago, typically, kids had to be 3, 4, or 5 years old before we'd even start to notice that there were deficits that we would call them on the spectrum. But right now, autism is the fastest growing developmental disability category. 1 in 89 individuals will be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder in the newest data.
Now, yeah. this is crazy because we were talking with Janice Magnus mm-hmm. before, and decades ago, wasn't it like 1 in 15,000?
1 in 1,500.
Or 1 in 1,500 yep. people. We're diagnosed
and now
on the
it's
spectrum.
1 in 89.
That's the most recent data from Centers for Disease Control.
And
yes,
and I don't think that's necessarily because it hasn't been prevalent. It's just because we weren't smart enough to pick it up.
We're learning a lot more, and you know, one of the things that makes autism challenging to understand is that we don't know what the cause of autism is, and we're not sure that we ever likely will because it's such a varied disorder.
Mm-hmm. Laura, you were having a conversation off mic with Wes about. Diagnosis and voice
baby
patterns.
Sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you had talked about one of the things that's changing is our awareness of how early you can see the signs of autism in children. And so what you were talking about is some data that we're starting to see now in the Marcus Institute's another leading center in the country, where eye contact is something that you can see in even very young infants. Some of my colleagues, I used to be at the University of Kansas before I came down here to the Burkhart Center.
Forgiven.
That's okay. they are looking at patterns of vocal behavior in young infants, and they're seeing similar differences in individuals with autism. So if you think about your children and you're playing with a little baby and you make faces at it or you go boo, 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 even before they can talk and say words, they'll often imitate what you're doing. And we're seeing that children with autism may not do those things. And it's one of the earliest markers for autism. If a child doesn't make eye contact or doesn't look at your eyes or isn't making the kinds of sounds back at you.
Hmm. How do they document those sounds and all that?
In that research, they actually sewed a little digital voice recorder into bib overalls that they put on the baby.
Uh-huh.
And then it would basically continuously record the sounds they were making mm-hmm. across an entire day for several weeks at a time. And then computers did a whole lot of number crunching.
Interesting. Wow. And, of course, the earlier you can mm-hmm. diagnose it, the earlier you can intervene
yep.
and help the child. And that's – do you find that to be a big problem with some parents that are in denial?
I think it's often less that the parents are in denial and more that they don't know where or how to get help. Mm. And that's one of the big outreach missions of the Burkhart Center, is to help families learn what they can be doing. Because we know there's what we call the magic window in autism, where the earlier we can start, preferably before about age 5, and the more intensive the services, there's an exponential increase in the quality of life of that individual. So there's some data that suggests that if you can do early enough and intensive enough intervention before the age of 5, that you can save over $1 million in the care of that individual over their lifespan.
Wow.
That's interesting. It's 6:53. Good morning. We'll be back with the Burkhart Center for Autism and... Good morning, 6:58, Tom and Laura. Welcome to the weekend. Today, the official opening of the Burkhart Center for Autism.
Yeah, now this happens today. The ribbon cutting is today. Tell us about all that. Who's coming? What time is this happening? And is the public invited?
The public is invited. The ribbon cutting is at 11:30 this morning out in front of the Burkhart Center on 18th Street. If you turn onto campus on the Flint Avenue intersection there and come on around the corner onto 18th Street, The new Burkhart Center is just to the east of the College of Education building. You're not going to be able to miss it this morning.
Yeah.
Public's absolutely welcome. The ceremony will run from 11:30 to 12, and then the building will be open to the public for tours to come see what we're doing and what we're all about after the ribbon-cutting ceremony and pretty much for the rest of the afternoon.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you for everything you guys do over there. You do so much, and this is a top-of-the-line, cutting-edge facility to go along with your great staff.
Well, and we're excited to be here and be able to share it with you guys and talk about all the cool things we do.
Laura, I think we would be remiss if we did not officially handle Mr. Dotson. It's Dr.
That's right.
Wesley Dotson. That's with a T, no D. Okay? Anyway, so Dr. Dotson, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hey, you guys have a fantastic
Congratulations
day.
On your new facility.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
That's awesome.